you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Wade Major and Amy Nicholson. First up this week, Madam Web, a spinoff of the Spider-Man universe starring Dakota Johnson. Wade?
Yeah, another one of the Spider-Man universe movies that Sony has to keep making so they don't lose the rights to the universe. This is a disaster, and it is a really unfortunate one because it reveals just how broken the development process is at studios like Sony. There's no reason that they should be making a movie from what basically amounts to a bad first draft of the screenplay, but it drags everyone else down. It's poorly cast. It's just bad across the map.
Madam Web is directed by S.J. Clarkson. It's rated PG-13 in wide release. This Is Me, Now a Love Story, stars Jennifer Lopez and is taken from her album This Is Me Then and This Is Me Now. Amy?
This is a really endearing, ambitious, and kind of expressionist extended music video collection to go along with her album that allows Jennifer Lopez to make fun of herself as a person who's been kind of a public love addict, is the way she frames it here. Lots of public divorces, marriages, breakups. Her love life has always been in the news, and here she's making fun of it and also talking about, like, this is why I really want love. This is what's been a little bit broken. And also hear all of my celebrity friends playing zodiac signs, gossiping about me and saying what I'm doing wrong. Neil deGrasse Tyson, Jane Fonda. Okay, here we go.
This Is Me, Now a Love Story, directed by Dave Myers. It's rated PG-13, streaming on Amazon Prime Video. The romantic comedy Players teams Gina Rodriguez and Damon Wayans Jr. Trish Tsai is the director. Amy?
This is a solid rom-com that works, but the emphasis is on the comedy far, far, far more than the romance. You know, it's modern and cynical in that way. It's about a group of young 30-somethings. They work at a newspaper. They go out at night. They run kind of scams, heists, plays to get each other to be able to hook up with their dream one-night stand for the night. And then Gina Rodriguez, who's a great lead here, says, I want the big score. I want this high-class writer who's going to get a Pulitzer someday. And they try to help her get him. It's just fun. But you're more interested in the buddies than the romance the entire time.
Players is unrated, and it's at the Bay Theater in Pacific Palisades and streaming on Netflix. Bleeding Love is a road trip that stars father and daughter Ewan McGregor and Clara McGregor. Emma Westenberg directs the film. Wade?
Powerful, powerful, low-budget road film about a father and a daughter, the real-life father and daughter, estranged but trying to overcome their estrangement because she recently almost died in an overdose and he's taking her to rehab. And it is about the deconstruction and the reconstruction of that relationship over time. It is a powerful film.
Bleeding Love's written by Ruby Castor. It's unrated at Lemley's Town Center 5 and available on demand. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great holiday weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.